dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Yes, it's just a podcast, but hopefully a helpful one if you're a Walmart supplier. And on that note, you know, we've been covering this whole evolution of Walmart's OTIF since even before it was OTIF. Remember that, Emma?
Sure.
Well, you know, it started out as just MABD, and then it went to on time in full. Now, on time and in full measured separately. And as some suppliers are starting to realize, penalized separately. Well, our guest today has been working with suppliers on the front lines this whole time. It's always great to have Colby Beland from Case Stack join us here on the podcast. We're going to find out next how the new on time and in full has impacted consolidators like Case Stack and what Colby recommends suppliers do today to improve their OT and IF performance before the busy season starts. So please stay with us.
Please hold for the next available representative. Average wait time is 30 seconds. Please stay on the line. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
All right, Colby Beland from Case Stack is in the studio. Good to see you again, sir. How you
good
been?
Good to see you, Jared. How things been?
Things have been all right. You've been very, very busy, I know.
That's for sure.
I can tell you, here's how long it's been since you and I have had a chance to speak. Last time we talked, it was right before the 2019 Walmart Supplier Summit. Oh. And we were kind of speculating on what was going to be announced about on time and full. Walmart comes out and they announce on time and in full will now be measured separately. So upon that announcement, what does that do for a consolidator like Case Stack? What's the impact?
It's interesting because Case Stack and Walmart have been working on consolidation since 2001. Mm-hmm. So we were in constant communication with Walmart leading up to the announcement of the original announcement of OTIF and then had an understanding of what was coming at the Grow Summit. Mm-hmm. So from an infrastructure standpoint and ability to service and meet Walmart's expectations, we were prepared. And we were actually prepared because originally OTIF, when the original announcement was coming out, it was to 95% at one day, right?
Right.
And we understood that to be the case. So we built a network and an infrastructure to be able to meet one day at 95%. Over the time, Walmart has amended the OTIF requirements, and they're not near as stringent as one day at 95%. We've been able to meet and service that since the inception of OTIF. But when they broke it out into separate buckets, the biggest challenge for most suppliers is actually the fill component, the 97.5
right.
fill component. So even if you're delivering at well above the expectation, right? We deliver 95, 96, 97% every week to Walmart, which is well above Walmart's expectation, but if a supplier isn't filling, they can still get penalized. Mm-hmm. So when you're their service provider and you may be doing your part of performing the delivery, but if they, for whatever reason, aren't able to do their part and give you the product to ship and they're getting still dinged for fill rate, there's this gray area of determining what is actually the responsibility for the charge, right? And you have to be able to prove to them that it's due to fill, it's not due to on time. And so it creates some noise, but
yeah.
It's just part of, you know, the service offering. You have to sit down and explain to them that this is actually the fill side of it, and we need to work with you to understand what is causing those issues or those delays in fill. A lot of times it's just production. It's manufacturing's inability to produce the product on time and get it into the facility to meet the weekly orders. And unfortunately, as their service provider, there's nothing I can do to improve their ability to fill. Right? If we have it, we're going to ship it.
Right.
And we have a myriad of resources available for the suppliers to see their inventory, to manage their inventory. We have supply chain analysts that are helping them manage their inventory. There's lots of different avenues available, but at the end of the day, if you don't have it, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, and you touched on this a little bit, but with the clients you're working with, when I'm looking at my new on time in full scorecard, and I realize now that I've got to get this on Tribe, because you know I've laughed a little bit. When OTIF was first announced a couple of years ago, there were suppliers that said, well, I'm just going to pay the penalties and let it go. Well, they're regretting that decision now. So before they regret that decision, what are some of those precautions they need to look at now to really get that scorecard back in shape and where CaseStack comes in to kind of help?
Well, it's kind of interesting that you brought that up, because if you go back to that same conversation we had, people were just ignoring it.
Right, right.
The fines and penalties associated with the new change are just coming out right now, right? So there's still people that, even with the recent changes after the Grow Summit, it didn't go into effect until last month. So the penalties are just showing up right now, and people are scratching their head going, oh, this is what they were talking
about. That's what they were talking about, yeah.
And yeah, I really do need to do something about this, because, you know, they ratcheted up the expectations and then they broke it out into two individual buckets. So for a lot of the smaller to mid-sized suppliers, it is becoming more punitive, and they're just now starting to realize what that impact is. So we are actually very busy right now helping a lot of suppliers figure out how to navigate the waters.
Last time you and I had a chance to talk, one of the things that was keeping you really busy was just the industry itself and truck driver capacity. And I think at the time, the number you quoted was 300,000 drivers short at the time. So has anything changed? Are we trending a different way just in the last several months?
No. What's changed is, you know, capacity is not near as tight as it was. So the last time we talked, there were a lot of things going on, and capacity was very tight, not just because of the driver shortage, but because of hurricanes and ELDs that went into effect, and all these different things that were impacting the industry all at one time. It was kind of the perfect storm of events. But since then, driver shortage remains to be a challenge in the industry. It is real. It is not going away. But the capacity, because of the demand that was there, a lot of asset-based providers brought more assets into the industry at that time to meet the need. And then demand kind of has, especially with the tariffs, the impacts of tariffs on trade in the United States, demand has gone down a little bit, and so capacity is real.
All right, Colby, we appreciate your expertise. Thank you for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.